Hey everybody, John Malanka here with United Patients Group, Be Informed and Be Well. And I have a special guest, good friend, Al Sanchez from PolyMVA. And we'll get into that. Al, good to see you, my friend. How are you?
Good to see you, John. I'm doing very well and happy to see you after.
I know it's been a while. We used to see each other at conferences and now we're sitting here in front of the camera. So hopefully this is starting to change and we're seeing that going back out in public and giving each other a hug and a handshake.
Yeah, I do miss that, but I think it's a big change for everybody in society, right? Yeah. It was kind of cool. Then it became this, and now we've kind of balanced out with, okay, cool. It gives us an opportunity to see each other. It gives us an opportunity to share, hey, what's new? What's going on? How you been? You're still in the game. You're still out there doing this. Let's talk about the next time. And when we get there, we can dispense with all the pleasantries and just get to the meat of the matter, right?
Exactly. So my audience listening, as you all know, I do not only a lot with United Patient Group, but I do a lot in the functional and integrative cancer world as well, integrative oncology, functional medicine, et cetera, and really taking care of the body in whole, not only with what we put into it, how we eat, how we sleep, working out, but also prevention and, God forbid, if illness takes place, other modalities. I think cannabis is wonderful. I think conventional medicine is wonderful. And I think integrative and functional medicine is wonderful. And if you can do a combination and see what's out there and what works best for your body is why I'm including Al here today. Al is someone that I've known for years. I've worked in the functional medicine world with him. And then when Karim became ill, not only knowing Al and his product, we started using his product. And so I just wanted to share with my followers other modalities out there that you can ask your doctor and do your own research on. Al's company is PolyMVA. It's been around for, I want to say, 30 plus years. Your father was someone who passed the baton to you, and you're doing a great job keeping his light going as well as the company that you and your family have here. PolyMVA, can you share what is PolyMVA and generally what is it used for?
Not a problem. You know, and thank you for sharing and reminding me of that and why I do what I do. Yeah. Because again, my mother and sister passed away of cancer. Mm-hmm. And that's what brought me to this. That's what brought my dad to this.
Yeah.
That baton got passed to me. I'm also Al Sanchez Jr. So I get the good that goes along with the bad. it's awesome to really get to this place in my life now to understand what you just kind of summarized with integrative medicine and to be a part of it. It's very humbling, and it has its mountain of joys and its valley of tears as life always does. But as my dad always said, if you can help one person today, that you did that, you changed the world. You really did. And so I have to wake up with that. And sometimes that's hard, as we've often discussed. You struggle with that because you want to help so many. So many are suffering. So many are in need and so many don't know. So hopefully, you know, ladies and gentlemen, what John has been doing out there is he just lays it out there for you. I'm going to lay it out there for you for what Poly is. And again, you're smart enough. We're just a resource. You need to talk to me. You need to talk to John. You need to talk to anybody else in this industry. If anybody wants to charge you to talk to you, then they're not the people that really want to help you. You know, we give this information away free. Why? Because that's how it was given to us. So how can we rightfully charge for that? I can't do that. I know John doesn't do that. So here it is. So PolyMVA, lots of history, 30 years plus. It is a liquid dietary supplement that targets our energy, our metabolism, those funny little organelles that you may or may not have heard of called mitochondria. So it's kind of the heart of each and every cell in your body. And when all those cells are working together and have the energy to get their job done, then guess what? We stay healthy. That's the simplest analogy I can really give to you. I can talk science to you. I can teach you an eight hour, 16 or 32 hour course on the whys and the hows. But in a nutshell, that's what it is. That's how it does it. So you marry that with what cannabis and the endocannabinoid system, you marry that with what John mentioned about integrative medicine and targeting all sides. I mean, you just changed the oil in your car, right? You got a car, right, John?
what that's a great analogy, you know, putting that into your body. And I talk about that with what we put in our body, food wise, supplement wise.
That's right.
And then other options and modalities. You know, not all modalities work, as we have both seen, but helping attack any of the bad cells in your body if this helps, fantastic. Poly-MVA, and I know you are going there as well. Do you have to be ill to take poly-MVA?
Oh, no. That's the beauty about nutra supplements and especially the nutraceuticals that I like to categorize, because they're much more specific, right? You take a multivitamin, all right, it's a general supplement. You start taking high doses of vitamin C, you start taking high doses of curcumin, you start taking high doses of glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM, fish oils, CoQ10, poly-MVA, cannabis, and now we start getting into very specialized areas that this is where the doctors then bring their expertise, and we integrate medicine with what I call the common sense of human cells and function.
And so with the poly-MVA, and I kind of went away from what you were talking about. So say patient healthy or not, can you share some of the benefits? Because I know it's basically for the immune system, and the immune system and what happens in our gut. You know, I always talk about the gut as the second brain, and the gut. And then when that's off. And so with that, it does improve metabolic function, helps with the immune system. But how does it work with somebody that is actually going through something severe as cancer? And I know you can't make claims, but you know, Corinne was using this.
The easiest thing I can say, John, the totally easy thing is, and you can share on this as well, is without getting any diagnosis of some medical test or something, how do you know when someone's not feeling well?
Right? How do we know?
Yeah.
Well, I know when I'm not feeling well, either, you know, my body's off. I feel
something. Okay. Right. Yeah. Do you have as much energy as you normally do? Okay, you got fatigue, right? And what's probably the number one complaint in our society in this day and age is what?
Fatigue, stress, anxiety, depression, can't sleep.
So all those things.
Energy.
There you go. So you just explained it for me. Thank you. All those, that's why all those things are bad for us. And that's what all those things will play a role into. And as our energy level starts to drop, right? What's going to suffer because of that? Our immune system. Okay. And once the immune system starts to suffer and drop off, what now gets exposed to the body and now can take hold? And then as things keep dropping, and the more that metabolic function, that energy, that fatigue sets in, right? Now you know you have a problem. You don't know what it is necessarily, but it's the first tell is that something's off. You don't feel well. Well, that's the easiest way to always tell how you doing. I feel great. And chances are you're pretty healthy. You know, I feel like crap. I haven't been sleeping very well. Blah, blah, blah. I got this. I got aches and pains, and I don't go to the bathroom. Well, guess what? You got a problem. go ahead.
No. And so with this, is what's in it? Because I know there's vitamin Bs in there, a few different vitamin B, B1, B2, B12. And can you break down helping when our body is off? You know, I do a lot with, as I mentioned, with probiotics and how the importance of gut bacteria and bringing the body back to balance, even with homeostasis with cannabis. Right. What is the main ingredients in poly-MVA, and how does it, you know, any of our listeners going through one that want to stay healthy and you know, stay on the route that I'm going on, but also to keep energy, you know, keep energy up. Immune system up and everything in balance. And then for some patients that may not be doing well, can you talk about that?
Happy to. So in poly, like you mentioned, the B vitamins, and we generally associate B vitamins with energy production. Hey, there's a bunch of them, right? You take a B complex in general, B1, B2, B6, B5, B12, there's even B17. There's all kinds of Bs out there, and they all come together as symphony of music comes together to, it doesn't just take one, it just take two. It takes the little bit of everybody in the village to contribute. So poly is composed of very specific B vitamins, along with an antioxidant that's water and fat soluble called alpha lipoic acid. So Dr. Garnett didn't just take these two and kind of mix them into a bottle and say, hey, these two are together. He actually put them into like the batter and put them in the oven and made a cake. Now that cake is what we call lipoic acid mineral complex. And what that does it have all those ingredients in it? Yes, it does. But now they're synergized. And think of synergy as whether it's between two people or two ingredients, they can now get more things done because they're not individuals. Hey, maybe I'll show up. Maybe I don't show up. No, guess what? I'm married. I'm hooked at the hip here. I can show up all the time. And what do I get to show up and do? I get to help with metabolism. Because without that energy, take every single cell you have in your body, all 30 trillion of them approximately, and every one of them requires energy to do its job. Now, you're growing your toenail, not taking much energy. Your heart needs to beat, using a whole lot of energy. Your brain has to function, using a whole lot of energy. So each cell in our body actually is proportioned to the amount of energy it will consume and utilize and generate to do its job. So you talked about the immune system. Well, I think most of us have, at some point in our life, hey, yesterday I was feeling great. Today I woke up, I can't even get out of bed. So tired. So what just happened? Well, you got a bug of some sort. Your immune system turned on and it said, guess what, ladies and gentlemen, I'm taking all our body's energy that was normally going to be used to get up and go to work today. I'm shifting it over here to my immune system function. I got to go make NK killer cells. I got to go make T cells and B cells, and I got to check out the lymphocytes. I got a lot of work to do. Well, that energy doesn't come out of thin air. Why do you get fatigued after typically you've been sick for a while? Hey, anybody here ever worked out too hard and too fast? What do you develop? Lactic acid. Well, guess what? That's a byproduct of our immune system turning itself on, sucking up all this energy, not able to produce it, and it goes that down a different pathway. So it cracks me up, John, that it's so fundamentally simple, and yet understanding that and then realizing, and that's where Dr. Garnett, who created Poly, said, hey, is there a step in this process that I can boom and facilitate and really help along this process? The answer was yes. It's a wonderful story for, and happy to share. We don't have it in the 20, 30 minutes we're here, but that's how Poly MBA was born. In a quick nutshell, that's what it is, but it's not just some ingredients shaken in a bottle and said, here you go. No, very specific to do a very specific job.
You know, it was, as I mentioned, we were introduced not only from working together in the functional medicine world, but then Kryn became ill. And now I'm thinking, I know this product and I know Al. So we started taking it, and I believe not only taking it for immune system for Kryn, but also for energy. But I believe we used it for appetite. You know, that was one thing that when Kryn and I started United Patients Group, why we used cannabis for her father. You know, we came across a study that showed 40% of cancer patients pass a malnutrition before cancer takes over in the body. And so that's the only reason why we asked about medical cannabis for appetite stimulation. For Kryn, you know, she wasn't eating with pancreatic cancer. And I believe this was another, ingredient we put into her system to help with appetite. And is that something that you guys, that it is, or is it just something that we did?
A little bit of both. You hit the nail right on the head again. And in understanding it, again, not necessarily from a scientific level, you're not this PhD nutritionist that understands biochemistry and chemical reactions of the mitochondria and blah, 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 blah. You simply know that it's important that if you don't eat, if you don't supply our body with the energy, with the food, the fuel, and along with the oxygen, right? It takes both, just like a good fire, oxygen and fuel to burn to create fire and the heat to do it. So you got the environment. And if you don't give it, if you don't give the body the right fuel, oxygen, and environment to do what it needs to do, then it just starts to drop off. And then when disease takes in, what is the disease? Now it puts more pressure on the situation, which keeps dropping it further. And like you mentioned, many individuals that then suffer and or pass away from malnutrition because their bodies can no longer convert their fuel and chemicals into energy to sustain their life. I mean, there you go. Biology 101, right?
I've seen numerous cancer patients where food and appetite and the passion to eat, I mean, was zero. And it's like, oh, please, please eat, you know, and it was just, you know, this was eating to Corinne a sip. That's all I can take. And it was just, that was the most painful thing watching that. And, you know, so, you know, that's why I'm a fan of combination of different modalities. And so I would never tell anybody not to go do conventional medicine. I'd never tell anybody not to do products like these, products like cannabis, products like others that we work with. It's just, so do you recommend in combination with like cannabis and chemo, it's not going to zero out. And a lot of patients say, I'm going to try this. And if this doesn't work, then I will try cannabis or other modalities. And I said, you can combine them where it's not going to zero out what the other one is trying to do. And is this the same with poly MVA?
It's the same not only with poly, but also with the other nutraceuticals and supplements in general. Because again, nutraceuticals and dietary supplements, they're not drugs. They are food. They're in the category of food. They're just very specific ingredients of food to sometimes facilitate a process that needs, let's say, like energy, like immune system, like probiotics in your digestive system, like iron for your blood. You know what I'm saying? This is why these are not able to be tested like drugs, because a drug does a very specific thing. It targets this very specific pathway and does this, and that's all that it does. And then 9 times out of 10, there is some side effect associated with every drug on the planet. I don't care whether it's aspirin and Tylenol or chemotherapy and radiation. So my common sense, and the common sense that I was taught, and sounds like your common sense as well, is that, well, this little cell over here still needs its nutrition. And if I give it this drug that it might help, because again, hey, who here, I take Tylenol when I'm sore. Does it heal my body? No. But does it allow me to sleep last night when my back was sore? Of course it did, because getting sleep is an important thing. But what did I do earlier today, John? Guess what? I stretched, I put a hot pack on my lower back, and I went on an inversion table and stretched out the compression of my lower disc because I have blah, blah, blah that I could tell you all about. And guess what? I'm doing good. So I just integrated Tylenol with common sense, a heat pack, some massage, and an inversion table, and my back is good. I don't need to go and take some cortisone shot. I don't need to go and, now, do I have to do that every day now or every other day roughly since I'm in my 50s? Yes, I do.
are we in our 50s already? How is that possible?
Well, hold on. The new 50s is the old 30s, right? So let's just stay in our 30s. How's that?
And my mind's still in my 20s. So until I look in a mirror, see a picture, I'm like, ooh. Yeah, exactly. You talk about pain, and that was a question I was going to ask you towards the end of this, but I'm going to go right into it. I work with a lot of pain patients. I work with a lot of fibromyalgia patients, and I did read something about analgesic with poly-MVA. Is that, but it wasn't on your site. Is that something that you would recommend? And I know you can't, I guess, recommend.
I can speak to it in the sense of, and I'll ask it as maybe even a rhetorical question.
Yeah.
Is pain?
Well, I missed that. Would you say, what is pain?
What is pain? So when Corinne would come up to you and smack you in the arm, right? Okay. That was a pain at some level that was triggered by the smack or the insult to your arm, which sent a nervous signal to your head that said, ouch. Why'd you go and do that, honey? Well, because you were an idiot, John. Okay. And then your body,
it didn't happen that often, I can tell you that.
Just ones that I remember, right?
Yeah. I'm a quick learner.
Good for you.
Note to self.
A little hard-headed, so I get hit a lot more times than you.
That's funny.
I'm asking this question because when we understand what that is, then our body sent signals over to the heart and it turned it red. Why did it turn red? All the blood flow just went over there because it said, hey, all the cells communicated, rush over here. And when we might need you, there might need to be a repair here, right? How does our body repair cells when it cut itself? It gets signals. The cell has to go into a different mode. They start replicating at a faster rate to seal up and seal the wound. What does that just happen out of magic, John? Did that just, no, it's chemistry. It's biology. It's metabolism, energy, and all our systems coming together to work on them. So we do that. That's pain. Now, pain caused by a disease, pain caused by another, it's a form of an injury. And when we understand what that pain signal is, and then chronic pain, Now that's even a little bit different. Neuropathy, all kinds of other stuff that you can solve, we can spider down that we just don't have time to discuss. But ultimately, it comes down to, ironically, metabolism, oxygenation, blood flow, nutrients, right? Why does a massage feel good? Because you're working that tissue and the body's rushing all this blood, all this oxygen, this heat. What does ice do? It brings all the nutrients, telling the body to come over here and take care of this. The better we can do that internally, which is hard, right? How do you go and massage your liver? You actually can do that. There's ways to do it, to be honest. This is what liver support's all about, but you can't do it like you can massage your neck muscle or your lower back. But there are techniques that we are now learning. This is where Chinese medicine, this is where cannabinoids and cannabis and poly and all this cool stuff is coming into play. There's lots of cool doctors out there that are going, oh yeah. And how do they know it? Because their patients are getting better.
So back to fibromyalgia, dear friend, she's a nurse that works here with the United Patients Group, has for years, but has been battling fibromyalgia for 20 something years. Okay. It's an invisible, and I hate to say disease, sorry.
Situation.
Thank you. But it's an invisible condition because, you know, she's someone who gets up at 4 a.m. to get out of bed at 6. Right. The rest of the family, the husband and the kids are like, mom, you look great. Come on, pick it up. But it's an invisible condition. And so she has tried everything from cannabis to prescriptions to other things. Is this something that you have seen fibromyalgia patients or other pain patients supplemented into their regimen for help?
Well, I would love to talk to her because years ago, I have a lot of questions. So to just say yes or no wouldn't be appropriate. And when we understand fibromyalgia, and then we start asking the questions of why, and then we start looking for these other causes, trust me, metabolism, which generally will always show up. And when it does, this is how and where poly-MVA plays its role. It does it very well. It does it very specifically. So when it's providing the support for this little cell, nervous cell system, muscles, tissue, doesn't matter. That's what poly's doing. Now you marry that with everything else this cell needs, and all of a sudden that pain goes away because now the cell can go, instead of being tied up like this, the cell can go, oh, I can chill now. Because instead of pegging on that receptor site for that nerve, constantly being irritated, sending that pain signal so that every time she moves, you're like, oh, dude.
Yeah.
Mentally pressure. Yeah, fibromyalgia, that's a rough one. But general, again, yeah, that's what the wonderful thing about these types.
Well, I'd love to put you together. Another claim that you probably cannot do, but I'm big in the immune system as well, from what we have just gone through, the world has gone through with this pandemic. Is this something that a lot of you have seen with patients and the doctors you work with have been taking it as a preventive,
prevention is that's the easy side. What's the old adage, mine and probably your grandma said, right? An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. That one still smacks me upside the head multiple times because it is true to the nth degree, right? It really is. When you're younger, you kind of, whatever, grandma, but now you're like, get it. Don't let it take hold. Any of us have ever had to grow a garden or put in a new yard, watch what happens when that first weed shows up. And if you don't take care of it before you know, that nice grass you put in is over.
Yeah.
The immune system is our defense. I like sports, so I'm a believer in the philosophy because that the best offense is truly the best defense. You know, your offense can't stop is not the defense, but the defense, like in football, can score.
yeah.
Win the game. So even if the defense recovers one fumble and scores and stops them from, guess what? You won the game. Or if anything, you at least broke even in a tie. So I'm a big, 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 big believer on that side of it.
If I
told you what I do on a regular basis for my supplements with poly and CoQ, and it's you'd think, people a lot of times when they ask me, when they see me take all my supplements, they're like, dude, are you sick? Are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm perfect, man.
You know, it's so funny. Right before we jumped on this, I took my daily hand. Yeah. And I said, I wonder if I should, and I was taking the way I take it here, and I put them down like I'm a fish. And I'm like, I wonder if I should do a video on how I take my supplements. But you know what? Knock on wood, I have taken my supplements, and I was turned on to supplements in the 70s from my aunt and uncle who are chiropractors, and I've continued on this path. Doing it, it's something not for everybody. I have friends that have never taken supplements and they're perfectly healthy. For me, you know, it's something that I've put and changed my oil, as you mentioned earlier with the car. I know you're going to say something. What were you going to say?
Well, so I've wrestled with this as well, because I have other individuals that don't take anything, right? And I said, okay, that's cool. And I get that. And maybe you're eating the most nutritious diet on the planet each and every day. You never touch a drop of alcohol or soda or a piece of Costco pizza or Taco Bell or McDonald's, and you've never done that. Cool. Kudos to you. I mean, but you also live in the same environment. Maybe you live on an island in the Pacific Ocean where, as they've already done the studies on Centaurians and the Greeks and the Japanese, it's different. So stress itself, just because of the stress of the modern world, plays havoc on our bodies. So what happens is, over the course of time, this is where it starts to play out, right? You remember being in our 20s, where you could eat a bag of Doritos and down a 2 liter of Pepsi, and guess what? You didn't gain weight. You didn't feel a thing. So you figured it was cool. Try and do that now, John. How are you going to feel? It makes me sick now. I still love it. I want to. Yeah, I love the taste of Doritos. They're like my favorite chip. I eat a bag of Doritos, even if one of my kids, or I try and cheat one or say one, the taste in my mouth, what happens in my gut. So it's the course of time that plays out over when it comes to supplementation. And the only analogy that I can make sense to that to anybody is going back to the car analogy. You mentioned changing your oil. What if not only you change your oil, but you wash your car every week? When you're not using it and it's outside, you put a cover on it. When you can, you take that thing and put it in the garage. Now tell me, so 10 years goes by, you really can't tell. 20 years go by, and let's say you had a 65 Mustang you did that with. 20 years go by, you'd be like, oh, looks pretty good. 30 years go by, now that 65 Mustang is 50 plus years old. 69, right? Jeez. And all of a sudden, how does it look? Is it still 60 years old and old? Yeah, little things fading here and there, of course. But that thing is immaculate, and it'll make the difference in 60 years. In the short term, you won't see it, and you can't see inside someone else's body. Their terrain might be all jacked up. And when they do get sick, and I think that's what COVID really exposed to so many people. You thought you were healthy. No, you weren't. Your immune system was not prepared. And look what happens when it's not. Well, how come these other people like breeze through it? Because their immune system was one, able to respond, and or two or both, they were prepared. So that's how you combat this, and prevention is so key.
Good. I'm a 67 Mustang.
There you go.
So I'm getting up there myself. Okay. How do you take it? Because I know we took it a few different ways. The bottle that's over your right shoulder there is a oral bottle that you, and I know a tablespoon like you would do with cough syrup. Corinne also did it IV. She did not do injections, but I know she did it through IV. So can you talk about the different ways to ingest poly-MVA?
Well, the one I can speak to is the oral. And my simple way is I just put it in my coffee.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
And you can take it and just put it in your mouth. And again, you'll absorb most anything you put in your mouth, even water, if you just hold it into your mouth.
Yeah.
But again, it's got to go down your intestine, get absorbed in your digestive tract, get distributed, and what have you. The doctors have different aspects of nutritionals that they do in their offices, very specifically when you're depleted nutritionally. So IVs, B complexes, all these other things that doctors can do. That's what doctors do. They treat disease from their perspective, and they can integrate the best of both worlds. So these truly advanced doctors, that's what they do. But the simplest and easy thing is half a teaspoon. Now that I'm quote unquote in my 50s, I take a teaspoon of it now. So, and again, it plays out. You know, I've noticed it in my peer group primarily.
Yeah.
You know, when I showed up to, you know, the 30 year high school reunion, and you look at everybody, you're like, oh, and they look at me and go, you know, take away the facial hair. They're like, dude, you look the same. And I'm like, thank you. Yeah. So that's where it plays out, Don. It plays out in the long game, not the short game.
And that's something I believe in. I mean, it's something, as mentioned, I was turned on to supplements, chiropractic, working out what you put in your body at an early age. And like you, you know, we just had reunion. Sad thing, I've done 6 funerals of friends' parents in the last 6 weeks. Just to show.
So
I've seen a lot of the same parents. We kind of like laugh. It's like, come on. But
it's that time, man.
The one thing is like, what are you doing differently? You look like you did back in high school. And I said, you know what? I, like you said, washing and waxing and putting the car in the garage or the cover and stuff like that. And that's something that I always prided myself on. And that is what keeps my balance, making sure. And that's my stress relief, is getting out. And I share this all the time. If you're able to move your body, go for a walk. You don't need to go run a mile. You don't need to go run a marathon. Take a walk around the block. Even on your stressful day, stop what you're doing. Just go outside and even get some vitamin D if you're able to get some vitamin D. The importance of vitamin D, sleep, what you put in your body, food as well as supplements are very important. And not everything works for everyone else, but find that sweet spot, what's best for you, and do some research, you know. And that's why I have you on here as well. And so, but I thank you for coming on, Al. One thing, because I've always, we've always had it at our doctor. Is this something that has to be prescribed by your doctor? Is it something you can buy at online health food store? Can they go to you? I mean, how does that work?
all the above. So. Okay. You can visit just paulinvay.com. There's different distributors, various certain health foods around the U.S., as well as doctor's offices that carry it, that understand this approach and do that. Because, again, taking supplements is somewhat easy, but as we get older, they become much more specific to, one, your age, your gender, and whatever family history and specifics that we might have. Everybody's a little different. We're all basically human. We all operate basically the same way. And then this is where the genes and the lifestyle and sometimes referred to the genetics and what they refer to as the epigenetics start playing a role and all start coming together. So the better we can do that and take care of it for ourselves over that time, it just makes it easy. So for me, like you mentioned before, you taking your supplements, I do them twice a day minimally. You know, last year when I got COVID, guess what? I did them 4 times a day. I went from, you know, half a teaspoon of poly to 8 teaspoons of poly. I went from, you know, 100 mgs of CoQ to 600 mgs. I went from 10,000 IU of vitamin E to 50,000. I went from 2,000 vitamin C to 10,000 vitamin C. That's just how I'm wired. That's common sense to me. But again, I do this for a living like you do. So for us, it's simple. Someone else going, geez, why am I going to? It's like, we just know what to do. And guess what?
Yeah. Yeah. Can you, I know you have your screen behind you. Can you duck down just so I can show the audience the bullet here? So fatigue targeting protocols increases metabolism, support and protection for radiation and chemotherapy, enhances the mitochondrial as well as targets. Your right shoulder is covering that targets metabolic dysfunction. And so these are just some of the bullet points that PolyMVA can help with as well.
Well, and again, all because of that energy. So there's no claim to disease specific anything. Anything that's going to hurt that mitochondria, we got to protect, in my opinion. And that's what even the research is showing us. Go do research on metabolism. Go do research on mitochondria. And then call me. Let's have a discussion, because I can talk that stuff and teach that stuff all day long. Because
and you're reachable, which is always great as well. But I appreciate your time, and I appreciate
you, John. Thank you so much.
All you do, and for our listeners, research integrative and functional medicine. It's been around. You probably heard of it, but it's really starting to take off again. I mean, it's been around. I mean, the organization that Al and I have been part of has been around for about 23 years, just to show you how long. And they share other modalities besides chemo radiation as other options. The founder, Annie Brandt, who owned this organization, for 22 years, she successfully fought breast cancer with non-FDA approved products and modalities, 22 years. And so as shitty as cancer is, it does affect us all in one way or another. Hopefully, one day they can find a stop, I won't say cure, but a stop to this awful illness, which affects all of our lives. If it's you, your loved one, coworker, family member, friends, research, not only polyenVA, but research functional medicine. This is your life and your health and your body. We're here for you. So again, Al Sanchez with PolyMVA, thank you very much. You can find, what's your website again? I know you said it, but it was kind of
PolyMVA.com.
PolyMVA.com. And take a look at Al there. And this is John Malanka with the United Patients Group. Be informed and be well. And thanks for being here with us. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.